And Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, mostly sunny today with a high temperature in the mid-60s. The man accused of hitting and killing an 11-year-old girl with a truck in the Raleigh Christmas Parade is due back in court today. Landon Glass is set to be arraigned on several misdemeanor charges, including death by motor vehicle. Last month, Glass was indicted on a charge of involuntary manslaughter for the death of Haley Brooks. His attorney was emphatic that Glass did not know why his brakes failed that day. The state said they tested Glass's truck and found no sign of brake failure. Raleigh police say that a man stabbed downtown Thursday afternoon has died. 27-year-old Mark Garrity Jr. died at the hospital. A store employee tells WRAL that Tazir Zarka, the owner of Taz's supermarket on Wilmington Street, is the one who stabbed Garrity. Zarka had no comment when WRAL contacted him over the weekend. Police say they are still investigating that stabbing. Affordable housing is up for discussion in two parts of the Triangle. Wake County commissioners are talking about their budget plan today, and they will hear concerns over the cost of living and affordable housing. Meanwhile, Chapel Hill's town council is expecting a big crowd tonight to talk about its missing middle initiative. The idea is to make housing more affordable by allowing more duplexes and townhouses to be built. It's a similar program being considered in Raleigh. Tonight's meeting is at 6:30 at the Chapel Hill Library. That's a look at some of our top stories on a Monday. I'm Brian Schrader.